In the long lines outside supermarkets in Barbados, we are seeing more respect for social distancing. But they also continue to pose another headache. To get in a line, people are going to supermarkets hours before. And some report that after all the time they've spent, they're then turned away because the time for them to shop has expired. Speaking on the latest edition of Down to Brass Tacks, COVID-19 Czar Richard Carter has been appealing for patience with the system that has been put in place, where people are being provided with services based on their names in alphabetical order. And he sought to clarify the situation with double barrel names.
The proposal is to use the second name in a double barrel surname. So if you are Blackman Gollop, you use the Gollop. And the reason for that is that it is more than likely that most women who have a double barrel surname would have taken the second part of that surname from their husband, who, if he's living in the same household, the objective of reducing the movement to one person per household who is going to do the shopping would make sense to use that surname that they share in common, mm-hmm. rather than to use the first name, which would mean that you would have 2 days times two instances, yes. which would be 4 instances of persons on the road.
On the question of filling up your car with gas, Mr. Carter quoted from the schedule to make it clear that you should only go on your designated day.
One of the very first steps, actually, that the government took was to try to protect its senior citizens because of the recognition of the fact that these people are at particular vulnerability when it comes to COVID-19. Many of them have the underlying conditions, but many of them, by reason of their age, are unable to fight off a disease like COVID-19, which a younger person would be able to shrug off. So we've asked from the very beginning, we've placed restrictions on visits to elderly care facilities. We've asked persons to have an eye out, as we say in Barbados, for their elderly relatives or even elderly folk who are living with them in the community. Yes. We've asked persons to do the shopping for persons who are elderly. I would imagine that on the day that is set aside for elderly persons, elderly persons would use that day rather than to use a simple the day of their surname to shop, because that is a day that has been set aside. That itself has its public health challenges because you're bringing large numbers of elderly persons into one place. But there is really no other or no better way that we can see. But all of these things are going to be reviewed. They're going to be the subject of review. I heard persons asking, as of yesterday, for further adjustments to be made to the restrictions that have been put in and the measures that have been put in place without even one full day of it having been run. And we must give these things time to work, because I would imagine that persons whose surnames would have begun with, I think it is C to F, who were eligible to shop yesterday, mm-hmm. and who will again be eligible to shop on Saturday afternoon, that the numbers of persons shopping on Saturday afternoon should be less, because a lot of people would have been without the opportunity to shop for a couple of days and would have rushed out yesterday. Mm-hmm. So everybody will have 2 days within yes. the course of a week to shop.
I believe the grocery stores are open to 8 to 4, because 8 to 3, 3 hours, that too short.
The discussion around the opening times was had with all of the retailers and distributors of supermarkets, the private sector agencies, and the unions, who were all part of that discussion. The decision was made on the basis of that discussion with the retailers and distributors in mm-hmm. terms of what would work. It is going to be reviewed over the next couple of days, and if mm-hmm. we find that it is needed to be adjusted, then it will mm-hmm. be adjusted.
COVID-19 Czar Richard Carter. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.